If you allow yourself to dream, vividly imagine it in your mind, speak it out in faith, then according to God's word, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believing, you shall receive.
If you study the life of Jesus in the four Gospels, what you'll realize is that he was constantly trying to tell people that the kingdom of God is at hand. He was a physical demonstration of what kingdom life should look like and how we as believers should live, ruling and reigning in this kingdom.
Welcome to All Things Are Possible podcast with your host, S.T. Smith, where you'll get the uncompromised word of God in bite-sized nuggets. So grab your Bible and get ready for some good news. Now here's your host, S.T. Smith.
Hello and welcome to All Things Are Possible. I'm your host, S.T. Smith, reminding you that Jesus is Lord. You were created to have dominion and operate in the supernatural, where all things are possible with God. So with the Word of God open on the screen in front of me, let's look at this week's nugget. In the last episode, we spoke about how God told his disciples that he wanted his will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we know from the book of Revelations that there's no pain or suffering or tears or sickness or disease in heaven. So that's the way it needs to be here on earth. That's the way it should be here on earth. Jesus was often amazed at people's unbelief, but we, the church as a whole, the body of Christ, are always looking down the road for the next revival, waiting for the next meeting, you know, for something to happen to give us goosebumps. But the thing that the church needs to realize is the thing that they need has already been given. And that's not in the future, it's the past. It's just a matter of what you're going to do with it. It's at hand. Exactly like he said, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The problem is most of us stand around with our hands in our pockets instead of reaching out and touching and blessing and taking dominion. I want to read Matthew 10, verse 1. It says, when he had called unto him the 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. He gave them authority against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Do you realize he was using authority and he was operating in the dominion that he gave Adam and Eve? He gave them authority, and notice that he didn't give specifics. It just says he gave them authority against unclean spirits. Why? To cast them out. It didn't matter which ones. It didn't matter who had them. It didn't matter how they got them. He just said that the unclean spirits had to go. And he gave them power against all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. In other words, it doesn't matter how they got sick and how they got diseased or where it came from. All that has to be listed is it's a sickness or a disease. If it's a sickness or a disease, it should be healed. Isn't that simple? The problem is we've made it into a theology. We've made it into another sermon rather than into the freedom of the gospel. Matthew chapter 10, verse 8 says, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Notice that all those are right there together, even cleanse the lepers. Somebody said, well, there aren't many lepers around today. It's not just about lepers. It's about skin being cleansed and the blood being cleansed. It's about being cleansed from everything. Look, HIV is the leprosy of today. And I'm just saying that because it's supposedly the incurable disease that not only affects the blood and the immune system, but it affects the skin and it affects the entire body. So it's basically the same thing. In Luke chapter 9, verse 1, he says, then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. Notice that the wording here, and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. It's the same thing. He gave them power and authority. He gave them the ability and the right to cast out any devil or to heal any sickness. Notice the broad categories here. Heal the sick and cure diseases, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Churches, however, focus on the person, asking, how did you get that way? What did you do? What sin did you commit? What problem do you have? How did you get this? Jesus was saying, don't worry about how they got it. Don't focus on the person, focus on the kingdom. If you did focus on the kingdom, what would this person look like? Do you realize when you look at a person, You need to see them the way God looks at you. He treats you like he has faith in you. God is a faith God. He looks at us in faith. He believes we're actually going to be who he designed us to be, and he treats us like that, even before we look like that. Even before anybody else would treat us that way, he looks at us and says, I know what's in you. It's like when Paul told Timothy, I know what's in you. I know what you can do. Why? Paul said, I put it there myself. I imparted that gift to you. When the rest of the world is looking at you and saying, I see who you are, God is saying, I know what's in you. I know you can be, and I know who you can be. Why? He's saying, quit looking at why and how a person got something and look at the kingdom. If you want to look at that person, look at them and picture them in heaven. What would this person look like in heaven? Who would they be? Would they be in that wheelchair? You're not going to see them in a wheelchair in heaven. Well, you know, that's the way God looks at people. He looks at that person in the wheelchair and says, I'll get one of my sons or daughters to pray for you, to lay hands on you, to put my life into you. God is looking for people that he can embody, that he can impart himself into, so that he can use them to impart himself into other people. 2 Chronicles 16:9 says, For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to him. Wow, that's an amazing verse. That's what he's looking for. He wants to show himself and he wants to show people his strength. He says here in Luke 9:2, And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to what? What did he send them to do? He sent them to heal the sick. He used the words kingdom heal, kingdom preach, a kingdom cast over and over again. Remember when Jesus said, If I by the finger of God cast out devils, then no doubt the kingdom of God has come unto you. Kingdom equals deliverance. Kingdom equals freedom. Think about that. We've been delivered. The scriptures say we have. He has translated us from the power of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. It doesn't even say that we've been delivered from the kingdom of darkness. It's just from the power of darkness. He delivered us from the power of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. Praise God. What does that equal? Deliverance. He took you out of the power of darkness. When did he do that? It was when he put you in the kingdom. When did you get in his kingdom? That was when you got born again. The minute you got born again, the power of darkness had no power over you. You were removed from its power and put into the kingdom, the reign, the rule, and the supremacy of God's dear son. You've been removed from the power of darkness. If darkness is reigning in your life, it's there illegally. Personally, I don't care how it got there. If you're doing something that keeps you engaged in it, though, you probably need to stop that. The thing that you need to do has two steps. First, get delivered. And secondly, get discipled. If you get discipled and are truly a disciple of Christ, you're not going to be doing anything that would allow the devil to have power and authority in your life. It's that simple. You get removed from Satan's power and his authority. Now, when I talk about Satan's authority, you say, well, I thought he didn't have any authority. He only has the authority that people give him in this world right now. The Bible says in 1 John 5:19, and we know that we are of God and the whole world lies in wickedness. Wow. The whole world lies in wickedness. It lies under the power of the wicked. The only thing Satan has is his deception, which is to keep you in bondage and make you think, well, I'm a bad person. I did this, so I deserve this sickness. I deserve cancer. I deserve this. I deserve that. No, you don't deserve that. You may be a bad person, but you'd have to be a real, real bad person to deserve cancer. Notice that in verse 2 of Luke 9, it said, He sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Then in Luke 10:17, it says, And the 70 returned again, with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. He had sent them out, and they came back. Think about this. Have you ever seen a person operate by a gift? Then you've seen a person operate by faith. When someone operates in a gift, it's just so easy. Have you ever noticed that? I remember when Oral Roberts or somebody else operated in the gift of faith. It was just boom, boom, boom. It's like, okay, we're good. I know that faith is a rest and all that, but there's still this part of me that says, okay, I'm believing God. Do you see the difference? A gift is boom. It's just easy. In Matthew 17, the man with the lunatic son came to Jesus and said, Lord, I brought my son to your disciples and they couldn't cure him. Then Jesus said, oh, faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him here to me. And Jesus rebuked the devil and he departed out of him and the child was cured from that very hour. Now look in verse 19. The disciples came to Jesus apart and said, why couldn't we cast him out? What was the answer Jesus gave? In verse 20, Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. He answered their question by saying, it was because of your unbelief. In other words, they could have done it by faith. This is why it's so important to meditate on the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing the Word of God. What does the Word of God say about you? Think about it. Imagine it. What would you look like if it were absolutely true? Well, you would see God's will being done on earth as it is in heaven, and all things would be possible for you. God bless you.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe and come back for the next episode, where S.T. Smith teaches how all things are possible through God's Word.